Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage to support salespeople, six questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey, my name is Bob Kopeski, and I'm with Sherlock Technology, and we are a technology company. Basically a value-added reseller. So we provide solutions to businesses, government, education institutions in the realm of computers, networks, data center, security, cameras, different things like that.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, Bob, what's the best thing about working with other businesses?
The best thing for me working with other businesses is solving problems and developing relationships and friendships that typically last a lifetime. Some of my favorite people that I've worked with have become very good friends. And in those cases, that's, you know, the most gratifying part of the process.
Love it. Love it. Question number three. What do you think is the most challenging thing about getting in front of decision makers?
Basically building that wall, you know, breaking that wall of trust down. Some people just, you know, might think of you as a salesperson, which is what we do. However, in a lot of cases, we provide a lot of value, and it's just making sure that you separate yourself from people that are really just looking to make a sale versus actually providing value back to the business or the organization in general.
Absolutely. No, completely agree with you there. Question number four, what other top professionals in the B2B industry like yourself that you think be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
So I've got a lot of different people I would recommend. One person that I know that has his own podcast, his name is Brian Hess, and he does the Morning Perspective podcast. He would be a phenomenal guest that you could have. There's another guy named Justin Jones, who is the owner of Internet Marketing Experts Group. Would highly recommend you bring him on. Jordan Stupar, I don't know if you know who he is, but he is a sales guru and owns a company called Lead Revenue.
Perfect, perfect. I will look them all up when we're done here. This is question number five, where you're going to share some of your biggest insights about working with other businesses. Go.
Yes. So one of the things in my industry, the key to success and, you know, the path of least resistance is having someone else by your side. So working with various partners, we sell a lot of different manufacturers. So we provide a solution and we have strategic partnerships, and working with those individuals on a target plan that you mutually agree on and you go after on a daily basis, a targeted list, and you actually go together on these different appointments. And then you together build those relationships that I was talking about with one of your questions. You work together as a team and build upon what it is that you're providing in whether that be a specific solution or a long-term transition to a company in the digital world.
Look, yeah, again, partnerships are insanely important to every success of most businesses. So I love that there. Question number six, Bob, this is the most important question of the podcast. Focus. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
So, I like to tell my first sale, you know, I've been in IT sales since 1998. So I've had a lot of first sales from working at various companies and different stuff like that. I've started over many times is what I mean by that. But, you know, I really look back to my roots of when I was a kid. I think I was somewhere between 10 and 11 years old. I was literally selling candy door to door, candy bars. And it was for like a nonprofit organization, but we got paid to do it. But I literally would knock on apartment doors, home doors, and, you know, just build that rapport and that trust that I'm talking about and that relationship, right, and actually sell these people on buying a candy bar to help someone's life. And, you know, I was very successful at it. And, you know, just over once I became an adult, I went immediately into telemarketing and then from there into outside sales. And now I have my own business. So that's kind of my transition from my first sale, which I had again, you know, every day is a new sale, right? You right. get up and sell yourself every morning. So
every day is a completely new sale. I completely agree there. So Bob, you now have 4 minutes left. This is promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. We end early. It's okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, great. Well, yeah, I mean, I'll just throw out my company name is Sherlock Technology. You can visit our website at sherlocktechnology.com. I bought an existing company, so we've been around for 10 years, but I've just started out January 1st, and we're in rapid growth mode at this moment. And so what we do is we provide technology solutions to businesses, government, and education. And our core focus is on you, the customer. So we are looking to build a long-term relationship with you and help you with any technology need that you might have, long-term, short-term, and, you know, really just help you grow or solve a problem, whatever the case may be. Additionally, I would, you know, I guess maybe throw it back to you. If you could tell me a little bit about the podcast, what made you decide to do it? That would be great for, I think, some listeners to hear.
Yeah, it's very simple. I did it. Most people who do podcasting, they do it as a marketing piece. So that's why they do the long form podcasts and you're trying to build, you know, authority. I'm doing this purely for the networking of it. Because the thing is, if I would have called you and said, let's talk for 15 minutes, we don't know each other, you would have said no.
Right.
That part there. But asking you to be on a quick little podcast, get to know you a little bit in front of everyone works much better.
Right.
Awesome. So that's why I do it.
Okay. Very cool.
So that is my style there. So Bob, you have 2 minutes and 22 seconds left. Again, the best know when to end early. So we can end early if you want, or is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think we've covered everything. You know, we could talk about the weather and all that, but we can let everybody get on with their day and, you know, reach out to me anytime. Love to network, love to meet new people. You can find me on LinkedIn, Bob Kopeski, and, you know, just, don't ever meet a stranger, is my opinion. So
love it. Love it. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and to shut up. Say your website one more time for me.
SherlockTechnology.com.
Awesome there. Bob, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone else watching or listening, keep checking out more episodes of the Secret Set. Excuse me, the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.